就不行了。
我受不了。OK。Stand by. Trust me, it won't be as bad as the Super Bowl power outage. Okay. Good to go. All right. All right, discussion possible action approval agenda for February 5th. Any changes that anyone's got?
Not at my level, Mr. Chairman.
We'll make one comment very quickly on it. We'll have a couple of additional things under public comment here. As we get to that, we've got a couple of things we have to add real quickly. Other than that, Mark?
Thank you, Chairman Shovengan. Wow, it's Tuesday, February the 5th, 2013. Story County Board of Commissioners. This is the discussion before possible action on item number 3, approval of today's agenda for February 5th, 2013. Once again, I have two or three specific items under claims that I would like to address briefly. Okay. So if we could discuss item number 5 separately from the consent agenda, I'd appreciate it.
5 only. Mark? Hello?
Mark?
Just item number 5 only? You want to take
right,
off?
Right.
All right. We'll get into that. Gunther, go ahead.
Bill. Hello, commissioners. My name is Gunther Prosser. For the record, I'm from the River District. And first of all, I'd like to commend you on putting the seal up in the corner instead of being on the whole page so that we can read it. I think it's a very, very, very great improvement. So who decided to do that, thank you very much. And the other item that I'd like to just discuss under the approval of the agenda is that the agenda itemized requests for 3 of the items on the agenda, they're all come in different forms. One of the items has no request at all. Item number 6 is almost completely filled out, but not totally filled out. And item number 11 is just partially filled out. And I noticed in the past that we've had problems if an agenda request is not filled out properly, it's been rejected. So I think if we can come up with some kind of uniformity to make sure that all the requests are in from staff members, from commissioners, from the public, and they're all filled out the same way, that way there won't be any discussion on whether it's legal or not, or whether it's going to be discussed or not. If an item is rejected, if you could put that in the packet so that we know why it's been rejected and right, what hasn't been filled out properly.
Okay.
Really appreciate
that. You don't have any corrections to today's agenda?
Well, just the correction that would be, if you're going to vote on these items, were the requests filled out properly? So that might become an issue for the commission.
We'll handle that when we get to those items.
Pardon?
We'll handle that when we get to those items.
Very good. Thank you.
We'll open that back up. Okay. Any other comments on the today's agenda? Today's agenda only. All right, looking for a motion to approve.
At this time, Mr. Chairman, I move for the approval of the agenda for February 5, 2013.
Okay, I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, public comment. I'll let Pat start off.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As is evident, Commissioner Gilman is not here today.
and he's asked me to read an opening statement at the outset of the meeting that he prepared, and then I have additional comments that he's prepared after he has looked in depth at the agenda and the accompanying packets and talked with staff. Commissioner Gilman's opening statement is, at the outset of the meeting, commissioners, county staff, and members of the public in attendance at today's meeting, I would like to offer my regrets that I'm unable to attend today's meeting. During a recent tour of Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, I severely injured my knee, resulting in a torn meniscus. This tear caused part of the meniscus to be torn loose and float free in my knee. I have an urgent doctor's appointment today for pre-surgery checks, and surgery will take place within the next few days. I anticipate a rapid recovery and being up and running just fine by next week. I truly appreciate Mr. Whitman's reading my comments on certain agenda items into the record, and I ask that this statement be attached in written form to the minutes. Thank you.
Good.
I did receive an email from Mr. Gilman or Commissioner Gilman this morning, and we have yet another legislative function to go to next Wednesday, I believe, and he has already had me RSVP affirmative for that, so he means what he says about being back up and running.
All righty. Anything else, boys?
That's it for me.
Okay. Bill, why don't you go ahead with your thing?
I'll go ahead.
And, Bill Maddox, I'm the district attorney of Story County. We've all heard of recent events here that happened on Friday night, Saturday morning, in regards to former Commissioner Hess. I am on an emergency basis. This isn't on the agenda, but I'm going to present it to you on an emergency basis. You know, this just came up yesterday. I'm proposing resolution number 13368, and I've got some copies of it here, and a lot of people who want one, they can get one. And I'll read the resolution. It's a resolution requesting the assistance of the Attorney General in the prosecution of a criminal matter. It reads, whereas the Story County District Attorney's Office, District Attorney, is responsible for the prosecution of criminal offenses which occur within Story County, and whereas the District Attorney has recently been called upon to determine charges and, if appropriate, prosecute certain crimes, and whereas in the proposed case the alleged defendant is a former Story County Commissioner whom the District Attorney has represented and worked with closely for approximately 2 years, and whereas the Story County District Attorney cannot proceed with the determination of whether or not criminal conduct has occurred due to the rules governing the ethics of lawyers as established by the Nevada Supreme Court, and whereas it is essential that a party who is interested in pursuing criminal charges against another party and the general public feel that the prosecutor is free of any conflict of interest or impropriety, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Story County, agree as follows. One, that in accordance with the provisions of Chapter NRS 228.130, the Nevada Attorney General is hereby requested to assume complete responsibility for the determination of whether any charges should be brought and any criminal prosecutions commenced in the case of Justice Court Case Number 13CR000141F. Two, that should the Attorney General agree to assume responsibility for the handling of the aforementioned case, the Treasurer of Story County will, upon submission of a duly verified claim, pay from the General Fund of Story County all expenses that the Attorney General incurs in the handling and prosecution of said case. I'm going to ask the Commission to vote on and pass that resolution. If you do, then I will forward the all the papers that I've received in my office in regards to this case down to the Attorney General. I suppose they probably have the right to decline to do that, and if they do, I guess we'll handle that at that point in time.
Okay.
This needs to be done on an emergency basis because there's a specific statute that requires within a not too long a distance of time after an arrest is made, a criminal complaint needs to be filed, and so there is an emergency here, which is, first of all, I didn't even know about this till yesterday, so there wasn't time to put it on any agenda or give any public notice of it. but I would ask that the commission resolve to do this. Are there any questions by either of the commissioners?
No. Okay, is there any questions from the audience regarding Resolution 13-368? If not, I'll ask for a motion to approve this resolution.
At this time, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve Resolution number 13-368.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Do you have anything else for us, Bill?
This would be something I would present and staff about. As you know, we've had some incidents in the last, and this is not something I want any action on today. I'm basically putting this out to the commission so that I can get feedback, and I suppose the public too. We haven't had in the past formal rules that govern the conduct of these meetings, and I prepared some months back. We had a planning commission meeting that I thought generally got out of order, and as a result, I prepared some rules, but they haven't been adopted. And what I'm proposing here isn't just as a start, so we'd certainly expect people like Mr. Beach to spend some time reading them and making any comments that he might have about them, Mr. Phillips also. But the first two pages of what I've got here is the agenda for the Washoe County Commission, and they have a short paragraph that deals with form restrictions and orderly conduct of business. That's something we could add to our agenda so that the rules of how everybody acts are set out so that there's no question when you're getting out of line or when you're in line or whatever. And the second two pages is a long form decorum for county meetings that I prepared. And then the last page is sort of a short form of that. So what I'm asking is, and again, I don't want any action on this, this is just from my office, I'd ask that the public generally comment about it if they want to. And there's copies here, and if anybody wants a copy, they can get one from the county manager's office. Before we have the next meeting, individually, I would like the commissioners, if you have any input you want on this, to read these over and give me some input. I'll prepare a resolution. What I would eventually propose is we have something like the paragraph on the first page of the Washoe County agenda, and then a reference to a resolution that we've passed for a more expanded description of the decorum expected to be maintained during county meetings. It would be my intent at some point to take this to the Planning Commission, to take it to the school board, who I also represent, and VCTC, and see if we can't get a uniform set of rules by which we conduct our meetings in this county so that we can, in a polite and efficient manner, conduct the county's business in any of those four different kinds of agencies. And I know Mr. Beach agrees with this, so. Yeah, he does. And so if you have any input, I'd certainly hope that you'd give me some. So that way we don't have to eject Mr. Beach when he wasn't even going to stay in the first place. So all we're doing is helping him out of the room when he was going to leave anyway. So, but if you and the public could look at this, give me input on it, and then I'll prepare something, and then maybe what we could do is have another public meeting where everybody's had a chance to review these, give their input, they can talk about them, and not at this meeting, but at a subsequent meeting. So if you want to give me input at my office, that's fine, and I'd like to do that.
Can I make a
Come on up, Janet.
My name is Janet House. I'm Storrs County resident. I just would like to make a suggestion. Maybe if you are asking for the public comment on this suggestion, perhaps maybe you can put it at a website so the public can also comment on that and give you the feedback on that basis. Thank you.
Okay. All right, my turn on public comment. As, of course, you already heard, we do have an open case pending against one of our former county commissioners. So during this meeting, there will be no discussion, questions, or anything regarding that incident that occurred at the high school last Friday. That is totally off limits. That's a no-go topic because it is an open pending case. Sit down. So we will not discuss that at all. Anyone who attempts to will be immediately removed. Okay. Other than that, how many of you have public comment? Raise your hands, please. 1, 2, 3. Dale, why don't you kick off for us today? Come on up.
Your 5 minutes have already started. You said your 5 minutes have already started.
I'd like to say,
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Beach has 5 minutes, by the way.
Mr. Chairman, sir, I'd like to say that I do appreciate the courtesy you've gave me. I feel like I'm equal to you now, and I do appreciate that. And I'd like to congratulate Sheriff Antonoro on his conduct. When he was campaigning, he came to my house, and we had quite a talk, and a lot of it developed about my attitude over two classes of people, the inner sanctum up here and then the rest of us. And he said, I will treat everybody equal. And so I want to be on record saying, Jerry, thank you, and you lived up to your word. Number three, Mark, the guy that I was going to let go first, I do research. And all of the things he's brought to this commission's attention, 87.63% of the time he was right and the county was wrong. Okay, we'll go down to meetings. I would like you to consider having all county commissioners meetings at 10 a.m. on Saturday. My personal life don't allow me to stay here today, but a lot of 60%, over 67% of the people that we have in our county can't participate in county business because of work. Whether it's daytime and in the middle of the week, they just can't do it and they can't run for office. The offices you folks handle, the part-time jobs, they can't run for. They're precluded by having to make a living for their family because we all know you don't make enough money to live on from the county. You have to have it. So that's another issue. Tourism. I see the county marrying the tourism with herself. We've got the employees working part-time here and part-time there, and I just don't like it. I think in my position, I feel my tax dollars is going into the tourist department, and I'd rather they didn't. They've got taxes coming in on their own hook, and I think they should have a check register, and they should have people working for them, and the people that are working for the county work for the county. Because it's hard to sort who is and who ain't. When you take this guy for 80-20, well, I'm not getting my 80% worth, I don't think. I just don't like it. I'd like it set up as far removed from the county as a school is. And because they've got their own budget. They're getting plenty of money, and if they need another 0.25%, I'm sure the voters would give it to them. So that's what another thing I'd like to talk about. And then please work with We the People to cut budgets by 55% in the next 4 years. You've all seen my work on rating us against other counties, and we're 55% higher than most of them. And it can be done in 4 years, but it's going to take concerted effort on the leadership. We've just been runaway wages, we've been runaway everything, runaway people, and I think it's time, in my mind, it's got to come to a stop. And I want to work with you people, and I'd like to do it pretty fast, because if we don't, then I've got to go to the legislature and testify at those hearings over there and beg those people to protect me from county management, because I'm paying twice too much for what I'm getting. and I think everybody else in the county is too. So that's an urgent thing, because I don't want to have to go over there and rat mouth my county. But if I feel that it's necessary for me and the people of the county, for me to do it, I will. Okay. Legislature, homeless shelter. I read somewhere that we needed $25,000. I think Denny Dotson brought it up at one of the meetings, and we needed $25,000, and they was going to do it through raising the permits, business permits, business licenses. We need $25,000, and I thought that if we could get some pup tents and put them in the park down here, I'll go about recruiting the people who would man those tents, and they could come out and do their trade through the 8 summer months, and they could pay a percent of everything they took in off the tourists for a business license, and we could drive that fund up. And then in the winter, why, they could go back to Reno and back to Carson, and it'd be, you know, 8 months, they'd be paying their panhandle license. So that was another issue. Okay. They could eat at the senior center. I mean, off hours when the seniors wouldn't eat, they'd go there and eat anywhere but at the park. And I think it'll work out good. And you've answered my 5-minute request, and that's all done. And look, I'm giving you 10 minutes, 10 seconds. Thank you.
My wife. Thank you, Dale. I'll get with you, Janet, on this other item here as soon as I can. Mr. Pat, come on up.
I've got 2 items. Shouldn't take too long. My name's Patrick Flanagan, resident 2170 Cartwright Road, and I'm not representing the VCH POA at this time, just myself. Okay, the first one is in regards to county lobbyists. I spent a lot of time lobbying for my community. Not once that I can remember was I ever paid, except by enjoying the benefits that my effort yielded to the community. That is not to say that paid lobbyists are not important or that they do not perform a valuable service. Just what I've found that unpaid lobbyists, citizens of our community, seem to carry more weight on getting needed legislation done. I have a problem with Nevada law, which seems to approve of government employees being listed as paid lobbyists. It seems to me that any government employee is a lobbyist just by being an employee of government, and that they are paid to do their job, and lobbying is or can be part of that job. I certainly do not put them in the same position as a paid lobbyist or as a citizen's lobbyist. In fact, there's been movements in this country which seem to support that any government employee cannot be a paid lobbyist until his government employment has been terminated for 2 years. And there's good reason for such a change in direction. There are real questions here as to conflicting interests and the opportunity for personal gain at the public's expense. Plus, there is also an issue as to credibility and clouded responsibilities. Appearances just are very questionable in this area. As a result, I'm asking the Commission to review the county policies in regard to lobbying. First, that no government employee who has terminated their employment will be paid any compensation until 2 years have passed from the termination. Second, that the county not employ any paid lobbying firms or people until they have submitted a formal request for a proposal outlining what they will accomplish for the county. Such payments will be determined either by an hourly rate or a contractual rate and only for services rendered. It will not be used to reimburse fringe costs such as health programs, our pensions. We are all aware of the power of lobbyists today in our government. Many feel...
You're done. Thank you.
I don't have 5 minutes?
You're done. Sit down. Thank you.
You gave the previous speaker...
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to present...
Thank you.
Okay, but I'm giving my written testimony, and I expect it to be in the minutes.
Sit down.
I feel that you've treated me very...
Sit down. You're pausing.
Kick me out. I can share
plus. All right. Take a recess, Sheriff.
Oh, okay.
Good.